100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you with another hot fire show here on Shawnee Radio, New York City, and worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms. That is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. Again, thank you for listening, liking, streaming, and downloading Situations with Sassy each and every Monday at 12 p.m. East, New York, D.C. time, you know, the East Coast time. And I'm hoping that everyone was able to have a great, great Labor Day weekend. This is the first episode for season 21. God, I've been really doing this a lot. But season 21 on the Shawnee Media platform. First, I was on Shawnee. I moved to Verke. Now I'm back on Shawnee Radio. And don't forget, there's also the Shawnee app that you can download from your iTunes store or your Google Play store that will allow you to set a reminder each and every Monday to listen to the show. I know because I subscribe to it. And even in when you're on Spotify, you can go right to Spotify or iTunes or whatever the platforms that you have. Type in Situations with Sassy and you can also set a reminder from that and it'll let you know when my new shows or episodes are available. But what I want to talk about today is something that is really near and dear to my heart. It's something that has affected me personally. And I want to discuss our friendships, the friendships that we have with our girlfriends. And I've noticed over the years as I, in my singleness, in and out of relationships, I've noticed that my girlfriends have, the dynamics of our friendship have changed. We're still best friends, don't get me wrong. But there are certain aspects, certain dynamics within that relationship where we're not able to connect, where we've grown in separate ways regarding our relationships. And what I want to explain is that the majority of my girlfriends are married. The girlfriends of mine that aren't married and that are truly, truly single, they're not trying to go out. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to brunch. They don't want to lunch. They don't want to do dinner. They don't want to go to different places, different events. They're just okay with staying at home and being stuck in their singleness. Whereas I'm very social, as you know, I'm very social and I wear my mask. I stay in my bubble. But those within my bubble, we brunch, we lunch, we do dinner, we go out to different events. But I also noticed that there are events that I am not invited to because of my singleness. And noticing how our relationships with my married friends has kind of changed. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I first started to realize that certain things were happening, I started to feel a way about that. And that's a very natural reaction for me to feel left out and not included and over on this island by myself. But I had to understand, again, as Sassy, the things that I discuss on Situations with Sassy are solely the opinions of Situations with Sassy and not that of Shawnee or any of our subsidiaries, advertisers, sponsors, and affiliates. I need to say that first. But I had to realize that my singleness allows and affords me to do other things. I can move, you know, my term is I can move about the cabin as freely as I choose to. And that means that when they have these trips, the couple's dinners, luncheons, and different things that they have, as I'm not part of a couple, I understand why I am not invited. And I was discussing this with my sister a few months ago. And she said, when you all were getting together and y'all were going we were going on vacation and doing different things. And she said, I wasn't in a relationship and I wasn't invited. She said, I felt the same way that you did. She said, but I had to understand that some people may feel like you'll feel like the fifth wheel, that you are that extra arbitrary person within the group. And it's an odd number. If you got six, you don't want five. If you have two, you don't want three. You know, you got four. I mean, if you got six, you don't want seven. If you have five, you don't want, you know, four, you don't want five. Sorry for that. But it just made me realize that there are certain things that you're just not going to be able to do anymore with your friends that are married. It doesn't lessen the love that you have for them. It doesn't lessen your friendship. You have to be okay not being invited. And you have to be okay with the changing dynamics in your friendship. And sadly, for some, it will break your friendship. And for others, it can strengthen it. Listen, I am 100% all in when my girls find love, when their marriages are absolutely working. I said it last week in the shows previously. The majority of my friends that are married, they've been dating and married for 30 plus years. They've dated longer than they've been married for some of them. But it's 25, 30, 30 plus years that these marriages have lasted. And yes, they've had their issues, but they stuck them out and they have lasted. And I love seeing that. But there's a little piece. There's a little piece in me that's sad that I haven't found that. Even with the ones that I've been, the two that I've been engaged to, it didn't make it all the way to the end for that piece. Not peace, P-I-E-C-E, not P-E-A-C-E, for that piece of my life. So for you single ladies, I want to talk about things that you can do so that you're not mired in that mindset like I was. I do a lot of therapy. I do a lot of self-reflection. And it was hard for me to do this show. I know they're going to listen to the show. And they're going to have questions when they listen to it. But my podcast, my writing, my blogging, this is all a cathartic process for me to, for healing, for understanding. And me discussing these issues, I know I'm not the only one that's out there. I know that I am not the only one that is having the same thoughts and feelings. You know, I know that it can be really, really great being single. You don't have to answer to anyone. People call you up and make plans. You have the right to say yes or no. You have the right to say, let me think about that. You can fill your day up with events. You know, but sometimes those of us that are ready for a relationship and you have to go to or go through different things alone, it can be kind of hard. You know, I always say that I don't necessarily need a man. I need air, water, and food. I don't necessarily need a man. I want one, but they have to be able to come in and bring value to my life and not subtract from that. And when women say that, you know, we've been culturally conditioned with this mindset that in order for us to be a viable, quote unquote, woman, and I even hate that we have to discuss that, but women are not validated unless a man has chosen them. Again, you're on that island by yourself as something's wrong with you. What's wrong with you? You're beautiful. You're smart. You're intelligent. You're all of these things that make you great, and yet no one has found you great enough or good enough or pretty enough. And there's always going to be somebody better, prettier, bigger, stronger, faster, makes more money, drive a better car, live in a better house, have a better education. There's always going to be something better. We have to understand the difference in being a man's peace and his peace. There is a difference. But until you get to that point, You have to focus on not only your own happiness, but you also have to be really and truly happy for your friend. And that's just not in their relationship. Any win that they have, you have to be happy for that win. And any losses that they go through, you have to be there for them. Whether they want to vent or rant or cry on your shoulder or get your advice, you have to be there for them. So you have to look at that. Focus on your happiness, but also on your friend's happiness. And focusing on your friend's happiness means don't let that affect your dating life. Don't let anything affect you going out and being yourself and wanting to meet different individuals. Your friends being married, watching them get married and talk about their wedding days and talk about how things that they do that their spouses may do or their mate may do that will ignore that will annoy them. Don't get caught up in any negativity that you hear or see, because now we have that dynamic of social media putting you in the spot of feeling a way when people are posting different things as a couple that they are doing. Don't let it do that. Don't let that stop you. I know a lot of people, again, I said, I know a lot of single women that don't want to lunch or brunch or do any events. They just want to stay home because they're mired in the fact that they're single and no one wants them. They have that woe is me. Instead of embracing that singleness and maybe taking up a hobby, maybe learning something new and different about themselves, maybe working on their credit, maybe working on their nutrition and their health and their weight, maybe doing a DIY project around your home, maybe spending more time with your family. But don't let those social media posts and the things that you see your coupled and your married friends doing affect the fact of you not dating. And then don't go the opposite direction of allowing that envy and that jealousy of what you see posted on social media and how you see your friends' relationships developing and growing into love and marriage and how those relationships are being solidified. Don't allow that to make you envious and jealous so that you pull away from your friends because you don't want to be around that because you're feeling angry and mad and upset about that. Yes, I said that. You're angry. You're mad and you're jealous because you want to know how come it hasn't happened for you. And it will happen for you when the time is right for it to happen to you. But don't take it out on your friends. That's not the way to go. If anything, you may need to lean on your friends. You may need to go to them because they may need You may need to cry on their shoulder. You may need to vent to them. You may need to rant to them about how you're feeling and why you're feeling that way. And if you're not comfortable with talking to your friends, you may want to seek therapy. And Situations with Sassy is always about getting outside help. And I know it's a lot of people that want to go to the church to do it. That's not my ministry. I'm not a fan of that. But I will say that I think that going out here and seeking outside counseling for the ways in which that you are feeling is 100% paramount to your mental health and your mental well-being. Whether you need a therapist that specializes in relationships, Maybe your business isn't doing well. Maybe you'll need a business coach. You know, maybe you may have suffered from PTSD and you may need a trauma therapist. But whatever it is that you do, you can't solve your problem alone. I do know that much. And for those single people like me, it's very hard sometimes to ask for help, to seek help. Because we're taught as adults that we need to figure things out on our own because you're an adult now. Figure it out. And some of us need the friends. We need help. And it's okay. Sassy had to be okay with asking for help. So when Sassy asks for help and she gets input from experts and she does her reading and she does her research, she comes to her podcasting platform in the hopes that it'll help you. And if I can't help you, by all means, seek therapy. Seek someone that may help you. And you can't go to therapy once or twice and think you're cured and, oh, okay, you got the answers. No, therapy is an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process. My mind doesn't shut down. My therapist told me that was anxiety. I just looked at it as my mind never shutting down. But she says it's a form of anxiety, which is different from panic attacks. So I'm anxious about what is my next show. Will I have a guest? Will the show be successful? Will people listen to the show? If I do a live platform, if I do a live event, will people show? Will people subscribe to my Patreon? Are people really willing to invest in Sassy the way they say they do? All of that runs through my mind. You working on these books. You got to finish these books. It's all of these things. And then you see posts on social media that can also play in your head. Sometimes you need a social media detox. Because you're looking at social media again as a single person. You're seeing people getting coupled up. Hashtag relationship goals. Hashtag couple goals. Hashtag weddings. Hashtag engagements. It can make you feel a little bittersweet. So you need to refocus all of that energy on yourself. And making yourself better. And making yourself whole. So that when, not if, when that right person walks into your life, you'll be ready to accept them. You'll be able to love them. And I know I don't want to toss out the word unconditionally, because we all have conditions to our love, whether we like it or not. My conditions are you have to work. You have to work. You have to be doing something to be able to sustain yourself as you are now without me, before you met me. That's a condition. Sorry. But not sorry. You can't have any habit forming vices where it's going to affect revenue and how my lifestyle and your lifestyle together would be affected. If you like to gamble and you can barely make your ends meet without me, you can't come to me with that same habit, because then you're about to mess my money up. That's what I mean by conditions. If you're a father, and men, you need to think the same way. If they are a mother, they need to be an active and involved and engaged parent. That's a condition. If they are not family oriented, and you are, that's a condition. People call them deal breakers, conditions, whatever it is. When people say that there's unconditional love, there's absolutely conditions. And I'm okay with saying I have conditions to my love. Once you're in. I'm in 100%. But you have to come in a certain way. That's all I'm saying. Don't let the things that you see on social media affect how you date, affect your friendships, and affect the happiness, the genuine happiness that you have for your friends. When they show that they're being loved and they're showing the things that they're doing together as a couple, be 100% happy for them. Be all in for them. Be supportive of them. And don't bring that cultural conditioning of misery loving company. Don't take that to their doorstep. That's not what they need. That's absolutely not what they need. So you can't let You can't let that You got to learn how to deal with your friends as they continue to, or as they get married and or get in relationships and you're still on the island of single. Single is not a dirty word. And the goal of this podcast for women is, especially for women, I appreciate everyone that listens, but I want my single women to listen. That is not a dirty word. You are single. You're not single because you're mean and nasty and manipulative and all these other things. There's beauty within each and every one of us. But don't allow other people's relationships to make you feel a way about your singleness. It's something that Sassy got over, that she went through. I've always been genuinely happy, but I can remember years ago when I first started our podcast and was like, well, why not me? What's wrong with me? And once I got out of that mindset, there's nothing wrong with me. And anybody that knows Sassy, if you're listening to me, you already know I'm dope as hell. But again, the idea of dating me is different than the reality of dating me. Because if they listen to situations with Sassy, this is who they think they're going to get. And granted, Sandra is just as opinionated, but Sandra is completely different from my personality as Sassy. I can turn the light bulb on and be Sassy, which can be draining. I explained that to you in last week's show. It can be draining. But Sandra is a completely different person. Sassy is just a sum of her parts. Like being an author is a sum of her parts. And some of the dates and the men that I've been involved with couldn't separate Sassy from Sandra. Because they went in expecting one thing. And then the reality was, well, yeah, she's opinionated. Yeah, she can be a little bit loud, have a potty mouth and be outspoken. But she's also very involved in her community, very involved with her family, very loving, very caring, very kind, charismatic, witty, and funny, and sexy as hell. All of these things. Now they got to put those pieces together because Sassy can be an enigma wrapped in a riddle. But when you're in her circle, friend, when you're in her circle as her mate, you're in her circle. And she will do anything for those in her circle. I am happy for my friends. And I want to uplift all of you single women. Because you need to understand and recognize that being single isn't a dirty word. Don't get caught in your head about your friends. Again, I have to repeat that. I know I've said that 3 or 4 times. But don't get in your head and feel away when you see people falling in love and getting into relationships and you're still single. Your person is out there. In the meantime, until your person comes along, live your life. Okay? Live it, enjoy it, and revel in that singleness because you can do whatever you want without having to answer anybody. That is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow Sassy Scribe on Instagram, Facebook, chat, Snapchat, Twitter, LinkedIn, Patreon, all of the platforms. Just Google Sassy Scribe and you will find me. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And I got a new venture coming up. I'll share more in the next episode. And until then, peace.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world. Kaboom! Kaboom! Kaboom.